Relation to doctrines. One of these pages carries remarks made by S.N. Haskell concerning the relation of the spirit of prophecy to the doctrines of the Church. In answering a question raised in one of his meetings, he referred to the scripture argument and then read some extracts from the spirit of prophecy, throwing light upon the subject. Alluding to the use of that which had been given to the Church by the spirit of prophecy, he said he never attempted to establish doctrine from the testimonies. The testimonies have not been given to establish new doctrine. The doctrine is established by the Word of God, and the Spirit of prophecy comes in to bring out the light, revealing new beauties in it, and bringing out here and there details which help in the understanding of the Word of God. A voice, isn't it safe to say that the testimony reveals no new doctrine? Yes. Some of our old brethren know that in the East and New England it is a great place for battles over the testimonies. I happen to be born in the East, and embraced the truth there, and so have battled in this line a good deal. Nothing pleased me more than to get those who opposed the visions together and have a Bible reading on the testimonies. And before we began, we always made this statement, that if they could find any line in the testimonies that pertained to a doctrine that I could not establish from the Bible, I would give up the testimonies. And second, if they could ever find a line in the testimonies giving a prophecy or prediction which should be fulfilled, and which had not been fulfilled, I would give up the testimonies. There I will stand today. So I believe the testimonies. Thus, while Ellen White was helping to pioneer the work in Australasia, battling what seemed to be almost insurmountable difficulties, stalwart leaders at the home base of the Church functioned as if she were in their presence, and benefited from her pen. In January, 1893, long-standing plans for Ellen White to visit New Zealand were coming to fruition. These plans called for visiting the churches and for a camp meeting to be held in Napier in March. A conference session would be held in connection with it. Ellen White, W. C. White, and G.B. Starr and his wife would attend. The tour was expected to take about 4 months.